This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. So we had a couple of marquee issues on the legislative docket this week. Medical marijuana was up for debate, as was the death penalty. Associated Press Capitol correspondent Melinda DeLotte is here to talk about it. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Amy.
So it looked like there would be a possibility that the legislature could actually authorize a system for prescribing medical marijuana this session, but the bill to do that was stopped in committee on Wednesday. And this came even though the governor earlier this year had said that he would actually support allowing for medical marijuana so long as it was tightly controlled. So is the legislature here more conservative than the governor?
Well, I mean, it is a big sea change to go from having a medical marijuana law on the books for like 20 years and not doing anything with it to suddenly trying to start dispensing the drug. So, I mean, it was clearly going to be one of those issues that they were maybe going to talk about for a while before they would ever consider actually passing it. And just because the governor said he is on board with the concept of something doesn't actually mean, I mean, he clearly wasn't working the bill. It wasn't on his list of priorities. So just simply saying, sure, I'd be okay with this idea if it's tightly regulated and has a lot of rules doesn't necessarily mean that he's doing anything actively to get it through the legislature. And that obviously could have helped, but it was a pretty sizable defeat. It was a 6-2 vote against it. So it does seem as though the issue, it's not going to go away. They're clearly going to be debating this, you know, year after year. But it does indicate that the legislature does not seem ready to have medical marijuana in this state just quite yet.
You made reference to the fact that there's a bit of awkwardness on the books in Louisiana. In 1991, the state passed a law that allowed for medical marijuana, but not a way to dispense it. And that's kind of what this bill was after.
Right. The legislature had some sort of law that it passed in 91 authorizing doctors to write prescriptions for medical marijuana in very limited cases for certain medical conditions. And what Senator Fred Mills was trying to do with his bill is kind of put a legal framework in place to allow the prescriptions to actually start happening based on the law we already had.
It makes you wonder a little bit how that law got passed in the first place those many years ago when here we are. And as you say, the legislature doesn't seem ready to actually enact it.
Different time, different legislature, different politics, you know, in 1991 than today. So it's before my time, but I have heard that there wasn't necessarily a lot of argument about it at the time it passed.
The other thing that apparently the legislature is not ready for is the idea of bringing back the electric chair. There was a proposal to do that this session because of difficulties that the state has been having, as other states have been having. Certainly Oklahoma this week has been having with lethal injection. So what happened to that proposal to bring back the electric chair?
Representative Joe LoPinto, who is chairman of the House Criminal Justice Committee, he had originally filed the bill to allow Louisiana to have the electric chair as one of its options for executing someone on death row. And there obviously were some comments in committee about people not being real keen on the idea of bringing back the electric chair in this state. So instead, he rewrote the bill, and it was passed by committee so that it would keep the names of the drug manufacturers who supply Louisiana's lethal injection drugs secret. So the bill that now awaits debate on the House floor it is essentially a bill that tries to shield all information about the manufacturers and suppliers of Louisiana's lethal injection drugs. And that is already an issue that is tied up in federal court for the Department of Corrections.
There is a case that's going on regarding whether or not the state has to disclose where it's getting lethal injection drugs from.
Essentially, Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc has been arguing that because lethal injection drugs are so difficult to get already, some companies have made it very clear that they do not want to sell their drugs for use in executions. He has argued that the department needs secrecy in order to get access to the drugs. His point is, we have a law on the books that provides for executions. We have people who are supposed to be executed, and he's saying if he can't get lethal injection drugs, he can't carry out the law that's on the books. Lawyers for some of the the men who are awaiting execution have argued in an ongoing federal lawsuit that if they don't know where the drugs came from, if they don't know who's supplying them, that it could violate a prisoner's right to not have cruel and unusual punishment. So essentially, they're arguing that they need to know where the drugs come from. They need to make sure they know the expiration date. They need to know that they come from a reliable source so that they can determine if the drugs are acceptable for lethal injection. So that's kind of the ongoing battle in federal court.
So no electric chair, no medical marijuana. What is coming out of this session? Here we are just past the midpoint.
Well, I mean, it does seem as though at this point, a lot of the high profile issues have come and gone and have been rejected. But that's because a lot of the high profile issues were very controversial to start with. Things like increasing the minimum wage have been defeated. An effort to lessen penalties for marijuana, that has been defeated. Medicaid expansion has been defeated. So a lot of the items that were pushed by the Democratic Party have been defeated, which is not necessarily a surprise in a Republican legislature. But in a lot of instances, you know, these kind of controversial bills, they can debate them for years before anything ever happens to put a law on the books, if ever. So most people probably knew from the beginning they weren't necessarily going to win on these, but they wanted to start the debate and they wanted to continue to push the debate in the hopes that when you get a new governor and new legislators in a couple years, that maybe they can change the discussion and maybe they can have an issue that is highlighted and on people's radar for future discussions and for future legislative sessions. One thing that is moving is, you know, that the legislature is working on next year's budget and they have to do that before they go home. And, you know, lots of bills are still alive and still being debated, but we won't really know how all that fares until June 2nd when they wrap everything up.
Well, thanks, Melinda. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Amy.
Melinda Delotte is the AP's Capitol correspondent in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.